This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 64 degrees on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025, as we get on with more shenanigans here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Luzerne County and the state are in a bit of a disagreement. And the disagreement is over something that we were all too, it's all too common here in Luzerne County. A ballot release error. Yep, that's exactly what we're talking about here. Luzerne County and the Pennsylvania Department of State have different assessments of what caused the release of two mail-in ballots to 31 voters for the November 4th general election. Yes, here we are again. 31 voters in Luzerne County are receiving two mail-in ballots for the November 4th general election, and there's a disagreement on who's responsible for it. According to a statement from the Department of State, Luzerne County inadvertently, and incorrectly generated duplicate mailing labels. Now, Luzerne County Director of Elections, Emily Cook, noted an apparent error with the state's SHORE system in a news release on Tuesday that disclosed the inadvertent and isolated release of two mail-in ballots to 31 voters. Now, the statewide Uniform Registry of Electors, the SHORE system, serves as a database for the state's 67 counties to ensure the accuracy and integrity of voter registration rolls. But it doesn't seem to be working too well, at least not in Luzerne County now, does it? It allows counties to update voter registration information statewide, eliminate verified duplicates, didn't happen here, and deceased voters from the rolls and transfer records electronically between counties. Assuming that the state's excuse is accurate, how broken is the SHORE system if it cannot safeguard against a county inadvertently sending two labels to the same voter? What the state is saying is that individuals in the county can override the SHORE system, which means there are no safeguards. Luzerne County Manager Romilda Caracamo said on Wednesday, the SHORE system is supposedly designed to prevent this type of occurrence from happening. There is nothing SHORE about the SHORE system. The upgrades to SHORE system can't happen soon enough. Now, that's from the Luzerne County County Manager. But here's the thing. 31 voters received two mail-in ballots. There's the bottom line. And they're not agreeing, the state or the county, they're pointing fingers at each other, who's responsible. Okay, and then you want to talk about the system and all its safeguards and what it's supposed to do. It didn't do it. And it raises the questions, okay, this is only 31 voters. Now, 31 voters in some of our closer elections means something. oh, it's only a small fraction of all the voters, people are going to say. It doesn't matter. If this shore system, if the county system cannot navigate this, how are we to be ensured that they're navigating other things as well? And that's exactly what was said here. In March, the Department of State announced a new $10.6 million contract with Louisiana-based technology company Civics to upgrade the Shore system and integrate it with other state-run election systems. The new system will be implemented in phases and will be fully implemented by 2028, Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt said in a March news release. The system will provide streamlined, one-stop-shop elections administration experience for the department, county election board, candidates, political committees, and lobbyists, they said. Luzerne County provided the Pennsylvania Department of State with all relevant information to assist with identifying the root cause of the Shore system error that caused the duplicate ballots to be generated without triggering a warning or rejection upon receipt of the applications, Cook said. After discovering the error, the Bureau immediately began contacting affected voters, informing them of the situation, and ensuring that only their valid ballot is submitted and counted, Cook said. Well, which valid? Because they got two. The Election Bureau distributed roughly 25,000 mail-in ballots to Luzerne County voters last week. The last day for voters to request a mail-in ballot or absentee ballot is October 28th. The last day to register to vote in the November 4th election is October 20th. As of Monday, 204,938 voters were registered in Luzerne County. 84,080 Democrats, 91,020 Republicans, 24,162 with no affiliation, and 5,676 with other parties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is a problem, especially when you have the state and county election people in charge pointing fingers at each other saying, well, I'm not responsible. It's your call. Well, it's not us. It's you. And the bottom line remains 31 voters got two mail-in ballots. One of the other problems that have come out, again, Luzerne County voter problems, color me shocked. Luzerne County mail-in ballots didn't include an explanation of a charter ballot question. Mail-in ballots issued to Luzerne County voters do not include inserts with the official explanation statement of the ballot question asking November 4th general election voters to approve or reject a revised home rule charter. County Controller Walter Griffith is worried mail ballot voters will be confused when voting without seeing the explanation of the ballot question, and addressed his concerns with Gene Molino, the solicitor for the election board. Mail ballots for the 2024 primary election included inserts with the explanation statement of the ballot question that asked county voters if they wanted to establish a government study commission. Voters approved that ballot question in April 2024, and the study commission drafted a revised home rule charter. According to Molino, state law does not require mail ballot inserts with an explanation statement for ballot questions, and the Pennsylvania Department of State must approve a variance to allow mail ballot inserts. The explanation statement of a ballot question is required to be in a legal notice published in a local newspaper, and three copies of explanation must be posted in each polling place. The election board made the decision to include mail ballots insert for the 2024 primary after lengthy discussions took place months before the ballots were distributed. On August 20th, the election board approved a ballot question on the revised charter and the explanation statement. No one at the August 20th meeting or prior to that meeting asked the board to provide mail-in ballot inserts with the explanation statement of the charter ballot question. Again, a little OPAR by the election board. The ballot question approved by study commission and the election board says the following. Shall the home rule charter of the County of Luzerne be repealed and form of government recommended in the report of the Government Study Commission dated July 28, 2025, be adopted as authorized by the Home Rule Charter in the optional plans law. Now, the explanation statement approved by the election board says a yes vote means that you are voting to adopt the proposed Home Rule Charter for Luzerne County, which will change the existing form of government. A no vote means you favor keeping the existence rule charter for government. Sounds like an important thing to actually put what they're voting on in an insert. And since they put what they're voting on in the insert to create the committee that wrote this change, this question of law on the ballot, it seems there's no consistency. And how come it's always Luzerne County when it comes to this? Looking at the story here. Now, these mail-in ballots went to 25,000 Luzerne County residents. And unless you're involved in what's going on in government, when you get your mail-in ballot, do you really have an idea what you're voting for on a yes or no question as far as the Home Rule Charter? Do many people in Luzerne County really know the outcome of this commission and what the yes and no means? I'd highly recommend you look into it. We're going to do the same here. But again, here's another example of Luzerne County voting office, election office, not serving its residents in the best interest of clarity, best interest of transparency, and best interest of competence. Again, sending 31 double mail-in ballots to people and not understanding why and pointing fingers with the state at each other, and now not sending an insert explaining what people are voting for. But yes, it will be in the newspaper, how many people pay attention to that. And yes, there will be it posted in your polling place. Well, if you're requesting a mail-in ballot, are you going to the polling place? So it really doesn't help you there, now does it? Another one of those, just shake your head at the Luzerne County Election Board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.